So we're continuing. We left off with the opinion of the Taz and Tosfos, as explained by the Chazon Ish, that the definition of a chotzer vis-a-vis lechi v'korah and pass should be imported to the area of pirtza, whether a pirtza p'chusam yod with rabin bokimbo, whether that needs a tikkun or not. The Chazon Ish attempts to define, right, what it is that encapsulates, what's the main characteristic of a chatzer in both of these areas. And he writes in source number 18, just find the Lashon. So check the page 4 and 5 are on the wrong side. Yeah. So if you check, now I'm in the Chazon Ish in source number 18. So the Chazon Ish makes the first point, which is that if chatzer is adequately defined in one area, and everyone who's looking, I photocopied it on the sixth floor, and the photocopy machine, I put in six pages, and it was supposed to go single to double sided, but then it took pages 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, or maybe it was 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, and left out 4. So I had to photocopy that separately and then put it in when I stapled it. That's what it counts. So you can find page 4 on the opposite side, meaning it's the next page after where you would expect it to be. Yeah. So the first point that the Chazon Ish makes is that, again, we have it adequately defined in one context, it's not really defined in another context, and therefore we have to just go with the definition which we find in Chazal. The Chazon Ish goes on and he writes, Chatzeros shalanu einam ledira kechatzeros shalahem, which will become important later on, that the Chatzeros that existed in the Middle Ages, right, he's referring to the chatzeros that the Rishonim talk about as chatzeros shalanu, that they're not really the dira. V'lo avu shalanu rak rechavos. Our chatzeros are only rechavos. A rechava is a backyard, a chatzer is a front yard, more or less. But the way that Chazal understood the difference between a chatzer and a rechava is that a chatzer was meant for dira, and a rechava was not meant for dira. A stam rechava is considered like a storage area, a cellar that you'll go to, you know, once in a blue moon, but it's not really meant for barbecues and anything else. The chatzer was the area for dira. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, in the times of the Rishonim, the chatzeros were used not for dira, much like our front yards are not really used for dira. They were also just used for storage. You kept the strollers there, you kept the outdoor toys there, you know, maybe you kept your sukkah pieces there, but they were not used for dira, and therefore they would not count as chatzeros, but rather as rechavos. And anan chatzeros ba'inon velo rechavos. We'll get back to that in a second. The Chazon Ish notes that bekias harabim b'mevo'o shalanu einena p'chusa me'oso ha'mavo ya'mevuna ha'maskones ha'chatzeros. That the Bekias HaRabim is the same nowadays in the Mavoos as it was in the times of Chazal. That never changed historically. And therefore, you would think, on the one hand, that our Mavois should be Mavois in spite of the fact that there are no Chatzeros HaPsuchos LeTochan. Right, this is very reminiscent of the Aruch HaShulchan, right, who suggested that the purpose of the Chatzeros was to draw away Tashmish Shel Tzina from the Mavoi. And the Chazon Ish is pointing out that the fact is nowadays, even without the Chatzeros, right, the traffic in the Mavoi is the same as it was in the times of Chazal. And therefore, perhaps, right, I don't think the Chazon Ish, you know, goes with this in the end, but perhaps we could have dropped the chatzer requirement. We could have passed in like the Meiri Bizman Hazeh. Ach kol midas chachamim kachu. There's a definition, and we stick with the definition, even if the tilas of the definition is absent. Then going to the last underline, He says, "Kol shebatim yesh lahem karka kol tzorech tashmishon." As long as each house has outdoor land, which is sufficient for whatever it needs the outdoor land for, kol bayis ubayis bechela karka shala, and each one has its own land, kidei tzorkon is not enough lefi dirasan, based on the amount of things that they need the land for. V'yeshlem od karka b'shituf l'kulon, and then there's more land which is not miyuchad to the batim, but that they all share together. V'kulon psuchin lahen, the front yards are open to the streets. V'darkon aleha, they pass through the front yard in order to get to the street. Zehu geder mavoi l'inyan pirtza, that might be the definition of a mavoi for the purposes of a pirtza. It's very interesting. The Chazon Ish has these words in the first line, Shiur Tashmish Vidira. Ein lo od Shiur Tashmish Vidira Haraoi Shalmavoi. It's a critical line. It's also very, very hard to read. It's no longer on the Maskones Hamavoi if it lacks the Shiur Tashmish Vidira. Right? On the one hand, the words Tashmish Vidira seem to indicate that a mavoi is defined by a certain level of usage or a certain level of traffic, and anything which is missing that level of traffic will not be defined as a mavoi, or not traffic but usage. But the addition of the word shiur makes it sound that somehow it's objectified, it's no longer the actual traffic and the usage, but rather it's some secondary characteristic which is usually a simon for that amount of traffic and usage, which is really the criterion that Chazal used when codifying these laws of mevoos. It's b'shiur chatzer now. It's also yes.
I mean, you would begin this saying that the Chazon Ish puts the definition of chatzer together. I mean, that's true in one sense, but I mean, he's saying, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's saying that when the Rishonim say we don't have the our mavos shalan, we're not don't have the din mavos because they don't have batim chatzeres pesukim l'sofa. So what he says that means that doesn't mean just like architecturally that they don't have batim chatzeres pesukim l'sofa. What it means that chatzeres don't have a din of chatzeres, and the mela, the batim, I mean the mavos don't have halacha chatzeros psukim l'sofa. But then he goes on and says that, so then what's the din of the mavoi? So he says that the din of the mavoi is that it has now, even though it doesn't have the din of batim chatzera, since it doesn't have batim chatzeros psukim l'sofa, so it isn't a mavoi that's nitar b'lachim b'kor, so he's going to say that that it does have the din of a chatzer in terms of bikias rather than as opposed to a mavoi, meaning now that even though it may not have fit the normal definition of what a chatzer is, which he says is tashmish shel tzina, which is why that we don't have chatzeres and therefore we have mavos that have a din mavoi, that nonetheless he's giving our mavos now the din of a chatzer.
I lost you somewhere in the middle. Let me just point out, this may answer what you're saying, but if you notice, I sort of spliced together two different Chazon Ishes. One is Sifkatan Tesvav, the other is Sifkatan Nun Beis. He is addressing slightly different issues in the two places. The Chazon Ish in Simen Samech Hei says a number of things that are contradictory. He acknowledges that they're contradictory. Some of them, he says, are only possibilities. Others reflect his final conclusion. Obviously, a possibility of the Chazon Ish deserves a lot of thought as well. It's always going to be based on something. But I think that there is more than one thing that the Chazon Ish is saying within this piece.
No, but even in just the second one in Nun Beis, I think that his question about what does it mean that we don't have batim chatzeros. So he says it doesn't mean that it's just a physical thing that we don't have batim chatzeros, and that that if you did, so then it'd be different. But rather that we don't chatzeros need tashmishel.
Right, he says that the front yards are not chatzeros. The front yard, our front yards, are Chazal's backyards.
So therefore, our mavos don't have our chatzeros. chatzeros don't have mavos.
Our mavos don't have chatzeros open to them.
But then, what is the din of this area that I would have called a mavoi? He then gives
it has a din chatzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's not a chatzer because it doesn't attach mishal tzena.
Right. So he's either formalizing it, right, or that he's moving the definition away, right, away from the Rashba, right,
no,
away from the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, if you read the shtickle that I sent out, so you'll see that I addressed that, and I'll hopefully get back to that. But it seems clear that the Chazon Ish has an unspoken defining criterion, and that is makom. The Chazon Ish is assuming that something which is samuch to Rosh Hashabim or a Carmelis, right, is automatically a stronger candidate for mavui. Something which is samuch to a bias is automatically a stronger candidate for being a chatzer. Right? And then, once you have that unspoken criterion met, you can start talking about, well, are there batim b'chatzeros psuchim letocho, and is there tashmish shel dira v'shel tzina or not? But all of that seems to be only after we talk about smichos l'rishos harabim, or being a ma'avar l'rishos harabim, a driveway. Again, it seems to be afterwards. I was a little bit surprised that the Chazon Ish doesn't mention this. But yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying, that he's saying that if they don't have a din.
Yeah, I'll read you what I wrote here. I said, in mevos shabimei abinayim, right, the medieval mevos, ain batim chatzeros psuchim letocham, they don't have batim and chatzeros, v'arehim kechatzeros, and their chatzeros, right, and oz, me'achar she'ain tashmisham ledira, if they're chatzeros, right, and we don't use them for dira, shuv havalu rechavos. That's exactly your question, right? Okay. Vizebade eno. Elavadai gidrei mavoi v'chatzer urechava talyon gamkein b'makom. That was just
okay,
my...
I'm not sure that I learned the Chazon Ish the way that you did that. I thought that you were saying that there are different definitions of chatzer depending on your context.
Okay, so I'm going to get... I haven't yet. I just started the Chazon Ish. So... Mavui. Meaning it's the traffic also which defines it. Meaning that the Chazon Ish goes back and forth about whether it's possible to have the same volume of traffic, right, in a chatzer as there is in a mavui, or whether the possibility of sustaining a greater volume of traffic is one of the defining characteristics of a mavui. Right, but
what do you want to take?
Okay, there's a couple of points that I want to take from the Chazon Ish. Right, the real takeaway point, I'll just, you know, bump it to the head of the line, right, is the Chazon Ish is trying to explain this machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz says that we adopt a single unified definition of Chatzer, right, both by Lechi Korah and Pas, and by Pirtza, right, Ad Yud Tvachim. The Magen Avraham says that there are two separate definitions. The way that the Chazon Ish interprets this machlokes is that it's a machlokes about what is it that defines a chatzer, not as opposed to a mavoi, but rather as opposed to a rechava. A rechava is a backyard, a chatzer is a front yard. According to the Taz, says the Chazon Ish, really what defines a rechava is the fact that it's not used for dira. It's a storage area. It's not a barbecue area. What defines a chatzer is that it's not a storage area, but rather it's a dira area. It's a playpen. It's a barbecue place. It's whatever else you use, you know, your house for, you'll use the chatzer for as well. That's the Taz's interpretation. The Magen Avraham, in contrast, says the Chazon Ish, will define a rechava much more by its location. A rechava is something that's in the back of the house. A rechava is something that has no outlet to a mavoi, that has no outlet to a rishos harabim. In contrast, a chatzer is something which is in between the house and the mavoi, in between the house and the carmelis. So the Magen Avraham is defining chatzer by a location criterion, whereas the Taz is defining chatzer exclusively, or at least primarily, by a tashmish and a function criterion.
That just points up to the thing that you said before, that FX is a halacha. People like that cousin usually hang it all over. That became a problem. I thought he passed it. That's why he followed. This is the way he made it. other places you saw, you're going to have to take care of it.
Maybe this isn't good form, but just for me to ask this, but just may I ask, where do you see that he's addressing the Taz?
It could be that I didn't quote the whole thing. The second to last line, he talks about the Magen Avraham. And previous to that, he seems to be reinforcing the Taz's position, namely that there's a single unified definition of Chatzar throughout. And that's it. He says, "Kol midas hachamim kachu," and he says, second line, "Lo matzinu ela din Chatzar v'din Mavoi, lo emtsa'i b'nei'an." There's nothing which will have some dinim of Chatzar and other dinim of Mavoi. Both of those are very consistent with the opinion of the Taz. I don't remember whether he explicitly mentions a Taz in that piece, but it's clear that he is contrasting the Magen Avraham with the Taz.
Or the Magen Avraham with his own
chat. Okay, Beseder. I should note that the Chazon Ish Lichaora had a different option as well. And that is that he could have argued that the medieval Chatzeros were different from the Chatzeros of the times of Chazal, inasmuch as the Chatzeros in the times of Chazal were collectively owned, whereas the Lashon of the Chazon Ish is mashma, the medieval Chatzeros were all individually owned. The Yerushalmi does have such an idea, that not just that a Mavoi needs two Chatzeros, each of which has two Batim, but that a Chatzer is not a Chatzer unless it has two Batim. So Rabbi Charlap earlier suggested that the necessity for two batim is because you need a certain threshold of traffic to expand the tzeiruf between the bayis and the chatzer. But I think that the Magen Avraham might interpret the Yerushalmi right as follows. The Magen Avraham might say that what defines a chatzer, and here we finally arrive at the bailos, which Rabbi Charlap was very eager to put in earlier as well, that a chatzar is defined by being as a collectively owned area. A rechava would be an individually owned area, may not necessarily be, but in order for something to be a chatzar, as opposed to a bayis, as opposed to a non-chatzar, it must be collectively owned. And therefore, the medieval chatzeros are not chatzeros, because each one is an individual house. Again, Rabbi Charlap may tell me historically, right, that that this was not the case. Although you'd have to know each Rishon who says Mevoos, you know, Shalanu don't have Chatzeros. So you have to know each Rishon where he lived and what the, you know, and what the architecture was in that area. But I think that that is a possibility, at least based on the way the Chazon Ish seems to understand it, that that should have been an alternative possibility. Reish ches beis hei. Atahir chiv Hashem lanu farinu va'aretz. Ki atahir chiv Hashem lanu farinu va'aretz. Now there is an interesting discrepancy that emerges from the Chazon Ish, and that is that whereas the contrast between a mavoi and a chatzer, right, is defined primarily in terms of, let's say, architecture, or in terms of, let's say, in terms of architecture. In contrast, the contrast.
What do you mean with this?
Line? Meaning he talks about the shiur tashmish v'dira harawi shamavoi, which for him is an objectified measure, because if it's not an objectified measure, he already told us that the traffic in Mevoos remained constant from the times of Chazal to nowadays. So it's not the actual traffic itself, because the Chazon Ish believes that the traffic in the times of Chazal, the traffic in the Middle Ages, the traffic nowadays in Mevoos is exactly the same. So whatever the Chazon Ish means by shiur, tashmish v'dira, is some sort of an objective thing which in the times of Chazal corresponded, right, to a certain measure of traffic, but nowadays no longer corresponds to the measure of traffic. So not necessarily whatever this measure is, measure X. The Chazon Ish calls it shiur tashmish v'dira harawi sham mavoi. There's something, not the tashmish and dira itself, but some objective criterion, called the Shiur Tashmish Vidira, that even though the Tashmish Vidira itself remained constant, the Shiur Tashmish Vidira changed between the times of Chazal and the Middle Ages.
Why can't you just say that it's what he himself is going to say the distinction is, that the Chazeros are not used for Tashmish Shultzina, and therefore Mimela, the Mavos, don't have the Din of Mavoi, they don't need to relax it because they're lacking the Halacha of Chazeros. I understand there are two different pieces in the Chazanish that happen to be 37 sukkotim away from each other.
So why do you call it architecture? I mean, that's a very specific way of teaching. Well, I think what you're looking more at is maybe it's functional. Why is it architectural?
No, so my question, again, if the traffic remains constant, so what is it that changed?
Who knows?
Right, there's a formal criterion. Let's even say,
why is it architectural? What do you mean by it?
When the Rebbe says functional,
what do you mean by the words architectural? Functional means what it's used for. We know what that means.
But the Chazanish says that the usage has remained. I mean, the Rebbe
what
is saying
it's
that.
Used for,
I mean, the Mavois remain the same. The Chatzers have changed, and therefore.
Not how often it's used. What is it used for? Either what do you mean by architectural? I just don't understand what you're saying. Like, what is architectural?
Okay, so. Again, my starting point is that the Mavois, the Chazal, the Middle Ages nowadays, right? If you take a photograph just of the Mavoi and what goes on in the Mavoi, you'll see the same thing. Same things are going on in Mavoos. The difference is that in the times of Chazal, every Mavoi, right, had Chatzeros, which are defined by whatever they're defined by. Let's call it Tashmish Shaldira, right? They had these Tashmish Shaldira places that were connected to them. And nowadays, the Mavoos do not have Tashmish Shaldira places connected to them. So the difference between the Mavoos in the times of Chazal and the Mavoos nowadays have nothing to do with the traffic and the usage of the Mavoi, but rather it's sort of how the Mavoi interconnects with the Rishuyos that open to it, or which Rishuyos does the Mavoi interconnect with. It's the networking of the Mavoi rather than, I don't know whether I would call that location or whether I would call it architecture, those are the categories that I'm thinking in. Right? It may be something different from the two of them, but basically it's not the usage and the traffic of the Mavoi. It's
how
something...
You want to say it's how the Mavoi integrates into the rest of its environment?
Or what the environment is, meaning the Mavoi is defined by its environs.
Or its interaction with proximate things in the environment.
Right, but interaction in a static sense.
Either way, you don't mean the what it looks like. You mean what role it plays vis-a-vis its the neighboring entities.
But not the role that it plays, but just what the neighboring entities are. That a Mavoi is only a Mavoi if it's situated in a certain context. But the context is what defines it rather than the use of the Mavoi. It's definitely not how the Mavoi is being used. Because the Mavoi is being used the same way as it was in the times of Chazal.
He says that. Presumably, the reason that you care about what the network is connected to is because that impacts how you perceive it.
Right. So I thought that would be mutually exclusive with what he said. But kiyas harabim b'mivoos shalanu einan apchusa mioso hamavoy amavuna almaskunas chatzeros in times of Chazal. That sounds to me like he's saying that the way that the mavoy is used has remained consistent. And if you say that the location, right, or the context or the environment impacts on its use, so then that sentence becomes lav dafka. Right, the other parts of the Chazanish also seems to be emphasizing some sort of a formal dimension, a formal, you know, measurable dimension, but I'm not really sure what it is.
That's because the Gemara seems to always say, when you're reading the Gemara, when you're reading the learning engine, you're learning it that they know what they're talking about. And they know it. So therefore, the Chazanish, I think, took it. It's a set thing. And then he makes the differences apart from it, like the time. But he wants to maintain the set whatever he thinks is set, those things have been carried through all the generations. That's certainly right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think right now with the few can you build the building, the few can you build the building. So that people do have a story.
Yeah.
20 years or 30 years.
So how does what you want to say about what you want to say the combination connected to what you've been saying?
No, so basically I wanted to highlight the following contrast. That whereas the distinction between a mavoi and a chatzer, right, is not a function of how the bekias harabim, right, to use a precise term of the Chazon Ish. The difference between a mavoi and a chatzer is not a function of the bekias harabim. Rather, it's a function of something else, something a little bit more objective. In contrast, right, the distinction between a chatzer and a rechava, right, is not a function of that shiur, right, tashmish v'dira. Between chatzer and rechava, a rechava is something which is not used for dira. A chatzer is something which is used for dira. We're not measuring the difference between a chatzer and a mavoi using that same scale. A chatzer to mavoi has to do with, you know, network of reshuyos. It has to do with, you know, the environs of the mavoi. Something that's in the environs, these particular rarefied environs, is a mavoi. Something that's not is not a mavoi. In contrast, chatzer, right, versus rechava is not a function of the environs at all. It's a function, says the Chazon Ish, of tashmish shel dira. If it has tashmish shel dira, it's a chatzer. If it lacks tashmish shel dira, then it's a rechava.
I see where he says the second point. I just want to say the first point.
Yeah. It should be noted that this Chazon Ish is very important halach l'maisa. There's a big question, which is why is it all of, like, this relates to Aliran's Chabura, that a mavoi akum needs to have a tikkun be'akmimus. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. There were some achronim who wanted to reverse the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, right? But the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that there needs to be a tikkun at the corner of every mavoi akum. And you would expect, therefore, that at every street corner of an area that's surrounded by an Erev nowadays, there should be a tikkun. Because our mavos akumos, you should need to have a tikkun at every single street corner. Why are there no tikkunim there? This is a question that already bothered Achronim very early on. And they said, well, you know, maybe we don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, right? Maybe we paskin like the Rishonim would say, you don't need a tikkun at every corner. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do. We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. So why don't we have lechis at every street corner? So the Chazon Ish suggests that perhaps it's based on this position of the Taz, right? Namely, that nowadays our mivoos are not mavois, they're chatzers. Why are they chatzers? Because they're not situated in the context of chatzeros, they're situated in the context of rechavos. If they're chatzers, a chatzer akum does not need a tikkun be'akmimuso. Okay, I'm going to skip, but there's a whole bunch of cheshbonos. It took me hours and hours to find the source for how we know that a chatzer akum doesn't need a tikkun. Right? It's like the Magen Avraham assumes it bepashtos. Many other achronim assume it bepashtos. It doesn't seem, nobody is mitzayin to a makar for it. The Chazon Ish has a makar. I'll skip it. It's a big cheshbon. It is worth noting one other discrepancy between Lechi v'korah on the one hand, and pirtza and akmimos on the other. It's in source number 19, where the Prima Gadim points out that by arko yeser al rachbo, he says tzarech iyun, because when it comes to lechi, there likula, right, will define something rectangular as a mavoi to allow it to be nitar with a lechi. This is in source number 19. That likula will define it as a mavoi and allow it to be nitar with a lechi. That doesn't mean that it's going to have all of the chumras of a mavoi as well. It's very possible that in terms of whether or not it's pirtza, shebaikim by rabim, whether that pirtza needs a tikkun or not, It'll depend purely on the accessibility of the area to the rabbim, or the actual traffic of the rabbim through the area, so that we could argue that even something which is rectangular, and therefore is a mavoi for the purposes of lechi, will nonetheless be a chatzer for the purposes of being misakin, or not meaning to be misakin the pirtza. Right, so again, here you have, on the one hand, the shape, the architecture, defining for lechi v'kora, and on the other hand, the traffic, which is defining for whether or not the pirtza needs a tikkun. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead of ha'ara in this prima gadim also, but I'll skip that as well. The Gemara in Shabbos has an interesting discussion about carrying four amos within a mavoi. The Gemara says that if you have a chatzer she'ena me'uraves, you can take an item from one side of the chatzer all the way to the other side of the chatzer. As long as the item began in the chatzer, it can end up any other place in the chatzer. In contrast, we're at source 25. In contrast, if you have a mavoi which is not mishutefes, you're not allowed to move an item in that mavoi more than four amos. And the Gemara has a number of different possibilities. Ultimately, there's two possibilities that are accepted. One possibility that we accept lehalacha, actually not lehalacha. Ultimately, we paskin that it's mutter both in a chatzar and in a mavoi. But I want to focus on some of the havaminas of the Gemara. Number one, the Gemara seems to suggest that a chatzar is an area that has three mechitzos, and a mavoi is an area with three mechitzos, a chatzar is an area with four mechitzos. It's very, very strange. Right? We don't find anywhere else that mavoi and chatzar are defined in this way. The Ritva, I think, being sensitive to this issue, tells us, do I have it here? No, I don't have it here. I have it here. He says, this is connected to the first halacha that we discussed. Every mavo, every chatzer, in order to be metaltel in it, needs to have a pass. And the pass is much more of a mechitza than a lechi. So a chatzer, right, will have better mechitzos, and when it's mitukan and mukshar properly, so because its mechitzos are so much better, therefore you can do more tiltal, you can move objects even outside of their dalet amos. In contrast, says the Ritva, the Gemara is saying that a mavoi, which only has a lechi, it's not mukshar properly, and therefore we're going to be machmir, right, unless you have a shituf, which somehow expands the effectiveness of the lechi, but absent that shituf, with a lechi alone, because a lechi is inherently smaller and less effective than a pass, therefore it's going to result in a restriction in tiltol. You won't be allowed to be metaltel kelim sheshavsu b'mavoi more than dalet amos. The Gemara has a second possibility, and that is that a chatzer has diurin, and a mavoi lacks diurin. There's a machlokas about what exactly diurin are. Rashi says that diurin are tashmish tayr, constant usage. This seems to be more like my reading of the Rashba than like the Chacham Tzvi's reading of the Rashba. Rashi is not defining dira and diurin so much by tashmish shel tzina, but rather by the increase in usage, right, that tashmish shel tzina generates. It's the ishtamshus tadira that causes there to be riboy diurin. Now again, this is only in the Havamin and the Gemara and Shabbos, but it nonetheless seems to be parallel to that line of the Rashba. The Gemara also suggests, at a different point, that when you have a bias and a chatzer, and they're me'urav together, so they cease to be two separate units. They become a bayis hyphen chatzer. See, I'm a real Talmud. They become a bias hyphen chatzer, and as such, they don't satisfy the requirement for a mavoi to have batim and chatziros psuchim letocho. Batim and chatziros means distinct batim and distinct chatziros. When the bayis melds into the chatzer, and the chatzer melds into the bayis, so anything which is open to those things does not count as a real mavoi. So I think that this parallels the Rushalmi that I mentioned earlier in connection with the Chazon Ish. The Rishami said when there's two houses and a chatzer, so then you have batim and chatzeros. If there's one house and a chatzer, so then the chatzer is not a chatzer. It's not called a chatzer unless there are two houses that open into it. So I think that it's the same idea, that if, as long as the bayis and the chatzer have the same owner, there's absolutely no difference in terms of the ownership between the two of them, so they meld into a single unit, a bayis hyphen chatzer, and they do not suffice to be matir.
That was when we talked about balus, that we introduced it into the balus.
Into chatzer, as opposed to sugar.
That's the.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is.
Where am I now? Number 25. I didn't quote Rashi in the Ritva, but...
That's
24. It's... Mavoi ein pachos mishnei chatziros, chatzer ein pachos mishnei batim. Right, less than two batim is not a chatzer. So turning away from us for a second from the dinim of Hechsher and Tikkun and moving towards the dinim of Shituf and Erov. So how do we define Chatzer and Mavoi for these areas? Now we already saw that Rabbeinu Yonasan claimed that the primary area where Chatzer and Mavoi are defined for Tikkun is actually relying on the definitions by Shituf and Erov. Just he didn't clarify for us what those definitions are. Now there is an opposite shita, namely the shita of the Maharil, where the Maharil argues the exact opposite, that we import the definition of Chatzer and Mavoi from Lechi, Korah, and Pass to Shituf and Erov. And therefore the Maharil argues that because our mevoos, our streets, are chatzeros by the definitions of Chazal. They don't have batim v'chatzeros psuchim letocham, and therefore they don't need kunim in the akmimos, right? And therefore they need pasim, and they don't suffice with lachis. Therefore, as well, right? You should be able to argue that they're chatzeros for the purposes of Erov as well. Now that's a very big problem, because all of our Erevin nowadays are stored in shuls. And a shul is not a kosher place to store an Erev. An Erev of Chatzeros, a Ruvei Chatzeros, the bread, the matzah, needs to be stored in a makom dira. In the olden days, perhaps, at least some shuls, right, were used also for guests to sleep there, or for the shamish or the balkriya to sleep there, and so you could argue that once upon a time some shuls were mekomos shaldira, but nowadays certainly the shuls are not mekomos shaldira, and therefore the shul might be a kosher place to store a shituf, but it is not a kosher place to store an eruv, and that would generate a gigantic problem according to the Maharil. Nowadays we don't have any mevoos, right, because all of our front yards are just chatzeros. They're not chatzeros, they're rechavos, and so our mevoos are chatzeros, and so our eruvin are eruvi chatzeros, and therefore the eruvin should need to be stored in a bayis. If we paskin like the Maril, then we would have to store our Irvin in Batim. Is that to be machmir for the Maril, or is that just because of the base medrash regulations that you can't bring food into the base medrash? So the Ramah suggests that there's an independent definition of what constitutes the distinction between a chatzar and a mavoi when it comes to Eruv. And that is, says the Ramah, and this is one of the footnotes say it's Das Atzmo, Shin Pei Zayin, I believe. And he says, and this Rabbi Charlap will be happy with, because it's again bringing Bailos into the equation. He says, Anu noagin lechatchila, shalo lasos rak shitof echad bekemach, v'nira li atam, ki ero shalanu, shekal echad mibnei achatzer nosein lechitof, havi ke ero v'shitof b'yachad. Hode tzvichu shitof v'erov, Hainu bizman ha-Talmud. Shebnei ha-Chatzer lo nasnu l'shitof. Rak ha-Chatzer irvu b'yachad, ve'echon mibnei ha-Chatzer nasan l'shitof. Avol, b'chi ha-Gavna, l'kuli alma enos in rak shitof echad. In the days of Chazal, people perceived of the cooperative nature, the collective ownership nature of Mivoos as different from Chatzeros. The Chatzeros were collectively owned by the Bnei Abatim, and the Mivoos were collectively owned by the Chatzeros. It was a collective of collectives. And that is what defined it. It's not just the Bailos, right, but even the perception, the organizational structure of the Bailos. Nowadays, says the Ramah, each member, each homeowner contributes directly to the shitof mevoos. And as such, it means that the mevoos are no longer perceived as being an ownership of different collectives, but simply a larger ownership of individuals. The mavoi is a collective that all the members of the smaller collectives belong to as well. And so again, the Ramah seems to be defining mavoi versus chatzer within Eruv as on a Bailos scale. Now there are a couple of I feel like I'm very much over time. There are a couple of other areas where we find some of these different criteria scattered about through the halachos of Eruv. I'll just mention one of them, which I'm particularly fond of, and that is the Prima Gadim's discussion. I mentioned it once or twice earlier. The Prima Gadim has a discussion about what is it that constitutes a difference between a chatzer and a rechava. And he asks the following question. Is the definition that a chatzer is a pathway from a house to a Carmelist, to a Mavoi, to a Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to a Rechava, right? Or is the difference that a Chatzer is something that's more collectively owned, whereas a Rechava is more private? Is it that, so you have again the same things. I really wanted to test out this instrument a little bit more of my Chatzerameter, but anyone who's interested in experimenting and refining it with me is welcome afterwards, but right now I think that We'll conclude with here. We basically have these four different things: the architecture, the location, the use, the traffic, and the ownership. And in different contexts, you know, some of them will play a greater role, some of them will play a smaller role. Amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim, there are those who favored having a single standard definition of Mavoi and Chatzer, for either more or less technical reasons. There were others who were happy to define Chatzer and Mavoi independently with regard to each Shiloh. Obviously, there's a fair measure of low plugs, you know, thrown in for everyone. And so that more or less sums it up.
What did Robert Moses think about the
Sarah? You know, there's a story with Robert Moses that when he was younger, he tried to make an instrument like this to measure to measure the efficacy of the civil service.
Well, and he. Robert Moses in the article.
I think he knew it, right? He
was a shepherd. I don't know if he went through it, but he married a shepherd. And they lived like.
What was the story?
No, when he was younger, he tried to develop a similar instrument to measure whether civil service workers were actually doing their job properly. And the problem was that...
A formula.
Right, much more complicated than this one. To measure whether civil service workers were doing their job properly. He tried to measure exactly what each civil service worker was doing, right, and then, you know...
There's an article today.